Coach's Insight program's continuing here on KARE 93.7 FM as we get you set for week four of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tabman with you, joined now by Atchison football coach, that is Jim Smith. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, another big win last week. You beat down Casey Harmon 77-7. Another offensive onslaught. And, boy, you guys are just playing some good football right now. How'd you feel after that win?
Well, you always feel good when you win, but, you know, it's kind of tough. I felt sorry for the other team, but everything we did just we just did right, and that's a hats off to our kids.
Do you feel like the offense, you know, last year it was certainly one of the more potent in the state in terms of scoring offenses? You lost some good talent, some kids that are playing at the next level. Did you feel like there would be a little bit of a hiccup at all coming into 2023? It seems like you guys really haven't skipped a beat yet.
No, I really didn't. I mean, we have all our receivers back from last year, and, you know, running back is by committee right now with Jaden Carter and Chris Bennett, as well as Aiden Reband, who's all getting the touches in games. And, you know, the biggest question mark was going to be our running game, but I really feel those three have stepped up.
Yeah, 200 yards rushing, a little bit over that mark against Harmon, and you mentioned Jaden Carter, who had 109 yards on just seven carries, very explosive. What did you particularly like about him?
Well, we talked about him running more physical, and he sure did that Friday night.
Well, let's talk about the matchup coming up. You get a Schlegel squad this week. They've won two of their first three matchups. What do you see from them on tape?
Well, their offense is a little different. They're just going to load up and try to pound you. And they have some kids that are real explosive that if they get to the outside could be real dangerous. They try to lull you to sleep. And as far as throwing the ball, they don't throw a whole lot, but they seem to have good timing when they do throw it.
You've won back-to-back games against Schlegel. 63-14 was the final last year. Do you expect a similar style of game? Do you expect Schlegel to be more competitive here in 2023?
They're 2-1 right now. They're a good ball club, and they definitely can't go into the game, you know, expecting them to lie down for us. I think if they come out and have some success, it could be a long night for us.
Well, let's talk about just a few keys to the game. What are your expectations? What do you want to see from your team this week?
Well, again, they've kind of been stepping up and doing everything we've been asking, but we've been playing some good, hard, physical football. I think we need to get the ball out on the edge a little bit more and, again, sound defense.
Atchison football coach Jim Smith joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix are 3-0, another big win over KC Harmon last week. They'll get Schlegel as they continue on with Meadowlark Conference play, trying to keep that unbeaten mark here in week number four. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you, as always, and go get them on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.